Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav Ches. We begin at the Mishnah about 10 lines down, 8-10 lines down from the top of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us the following halacha. Maybe get, if a person is functioning as a shaliach for the husband to go deliver the get to the wife, and v'hinicho zaken ochole, and the husband, at the time that he gave over the get to the shaliach to go give to the husband's wife, the husband, whether he's a zaken, an older man, or a chola, or a sick person. Nevertheless, no sane law, the shaliach is allowed to go give the wife the get, becheskas shehu kaim, with the chazaka, with the status being safely assumed that the husband, even though he's a zaken, an older person, or a chola, or a sick person, is still alive. Obviously, the get must be delivered while the person, the husband, is alive. You can't have a get achar misa. But we have a right to presume that even though the husband was older or sickly, nevertheless, if the shaliach goes and gives the get, he has the right to assume the husband is still alive. Now, we add on two other similar type of dinim. Bas Yisrael hanesu l'kohen. If a woman who is a Bas Yisrael is married to a kohen and now she's entitled to yitruma. V'holach balu l'medina sayam. And her husband goes off on a business trip and they don't have any children, so she wouldn't be able to eat truma if chas v'shalom something happened to her husband. So she has the halachic right to continue to eat truma with the assumption that her husband is still alive. Ocheles b'truma b'cheska shukayim. We don't have to be concerned. Maybe chas v'shalom something happened, the business trips were dangerous, they were going off to the medina sayam, it was dangerous. We don't halachically assume that he's no longer alive. We have the right again to keep the chazaka the way it is and assume that he is still alive, then she can continue eating truma. Likewise, Asholei Achatos Medina Sayam. If a person says a Achatos, he was transgressing an Issa for which he would be Chayiv Karis or Mises based in, and he did it unintentionally, he did it Bishogeg. So in those situations, you almost always bring a Karbon Achatos by doing, if you did this action, this Aveira, by accident. So you send your Achatos from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So this person, Ashleya Chatos, Mibidina Sayam, so they get the Chatos in the base of Mikdash, they're allowed to go and bring that Chatos, Makriven Osa. Why? Because we assume Becheska Shukayim, we assume the person is still alive. If the person, Rahman al-Islam, had died, so then the Chatos is not allowed to be brought, the Chatos has to be put into a keeper, it's put into the barn, and you close the door, and let the animal die. You can't bring someone's Chatos after that person died. So, we have the halachic right over here. In all of these three cases, the elderly or sickly man who sent the get, the Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, who's now allowed to eat truma, and her husband goes off on a trip to the Medina Sayam, and the person who sent his Chatos from far away to the Beis HaMikdash, in all of these situations, we have the halachic right to assume that the person is still alive, and therefore the Shliach can give the get, the Bas Yisrael who's married to the Kohen can still eat truma, and the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash are allowed to go and sacrifice this Chatos that was sent on behalf of the person that was far away. We can assume in all situations that they are Kayim, they're still alive, and no problems. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava lo shanu. We only said this, Rava says, in the following situation, where the Zokin wasn't that old. Elo Zokin shelo higia ligvuros. We have the famous statement, Yimei Shnohem Shivim Shana, V'im Begvuros Shmonim Shana, right? Famous Kapitel in Tilim from Kapitel Tzadi, where the idea that an average person lives 70 years, and if he reaches Gvuros, strength, if he reaches Gvura, so then he'll make 80 years. So this situation that the Mishnah is talking about, Rava qualified it and said, if this person was a Zokin but hadn't reached 80, then you have the right to assume he's alive. But if he's more than 80, then you don't have the right to assume that he's still alive automatically. Likewise, this is talking about a chola, a regularly sick person, that you have the right to assume that he's still alive. Because shirov cholim l'chaim, even though a person has illness, so the majority of people, even if they have illness, they're assumed to still be alive. And most of them will survive. However, avo zokin shigia l'gvuros, but Rabbi says, if the zokin is above the age of 80, or we're dealing here with a chola who's not just a stam sick person, he's a goseis. A goseis is unfortunately a person who's really on his deathbed. So in this situation, shirov goseis lemisa, where the vast majority of cholin survive, but the vast majority of goseisin die, then lo, then the shliach can't go deliver the get of this very elderly person or this very sickly person. You have to know for a fact that the sick person, the husband, is still alive. The very elderly person is still alive before he can give the get. Otherwise, you have to be concerned that the get was given l'achar misa. That's what Rava said. And Abaye questions this. Abaye says, wait a second. We have a braisa that seems to contradict you. The braisa says, Hamevi get v'ni chazokin, if the shaliach brings the get, and the person, the husband who sent it, was an elderly person, afilu ben meyashana, even if it was 100 years old. The shaliach has the right, no say law becheskas shukaim. He can assume that even though he was 100 years old, well more than gevuros, well more than 80, he has the halachic right to go, and the shaliach can give the get on behalf of that 100-year-old husband. And we have the presumption he's still chayim. So how can you rabba say it's only if they're younger than 80? If they're more than 80, you don't have the right. The braisa clearly says even 100. So Gemara says, taka tiyufta. This, in fact, is a tiyufta to what rabba said. That's the first teretz we give, that this, in fact, is contradictory, and since it's a braisa, and, of course, Rava's an amora, so therefore, the braisa trumps Rava's statement, tiyufta de Rava tiyufta. That's teretz number one. Alternatively, no. You can learn the braisa is not a tiyufta to Rava. The e-boyisema, if you wish, you can learn the braisa the following way. This person wasn't just 81 years old, 82 years old. He was 100 years old. And therefore, given the iflik, since he was so unusually long living, the vast majority of people don't live to be 100, certainly in those days, and therefore, since he had reached this age, and in fact, there are actuarial tables that show that a person who's the age of 50 has a certain likelihood to live to 70. It's almost the same likelihood that if a person has reached 70, they'll live to be 90. So the likelihood of a person dying once they've gotten through most of the things that kill people. So then, if he's made it to 100, then there's a good likelihood that he's still going to be alive by the time the get is delivered. And therefore, since he was so unusually long-lived in this situation, if, like we say, the Bryce is talking about a unique situation, but Taka, if he was only 81, then you would have to be concerned, and therefore it's not a conflict with what Rav said. Now, the obvious question in this situation is, how much more than 80 do we have to say to be ifling? Does it have to be literally 100? Yeah, that's what some say. We said here specifically 100. It has to be 100. Others say it's 90. Others say different years amount. In any event, the din is not necessarily a tiyufta on Rava, because Rava said a regular person, if he's above 80, you have to be concerned that maybe, Rachmanu Litzlan, he's not going to be alive when you give the get. However, a person who's ifling, who reached such a long life, so then the chances are that he has been blessed for whatever the reason with this long life, so chances are that he's still alive and the shliach has the right to go and give the get in that situation. Interestingly enough, Tosus in the Gilyan Hashas, yes, an aside over here, he brings down where we say that he is the Chazok Shukayim, so Tosos in Sanhedrin, on Daf Mem Zayin Umar Aleph, brings down, why aren't we concerned that the person is asleep at the time that the get is given, and the person therefore is not la bar das, he's not considered bar das at the time that he's asleep. You can't give a get to a woman while you're sleeping. You have to be a bar das. So Tosus points out that since he eventually will wake up, it's not a concern. We don't consider that something that is considered a la bar das. Okay, interesting aside. Matik Morris says, Rami le Abaye le Rabba. Abaye pointed out the following stira between our Mishnah and the following braisa that we learned. So tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Amevi Gav, and Ichozokin Ocholin, Osilo Becheska Shukayim. In our Mishnah, we said that if the person, his function is a shliach for the older person or the sick person, so he has the right to go, the shliach has the right to go and give the get to that man's wife on the presumption that they're still kayim. Because again, they weren't such an elderly person, and they weren't the ghosties. They were just sick, and Rov Cholin are going to get better, and we have a chazaka that the zokin is still alive. However, the following brisa seems to contradict this. Uraminu, we learned in the following brisa, if a kohen says to his wife, Hare ze gitech. Now, a kohen is allowed to have his wife eat truma while they're married. And in this situation, if there are no children, so the wife of the kohen only eats truma because she's married to a kohen. It's not because of any children that she has who are kohanim. So if this kohen says to his wife, Hare ze gitech, but when will this take effect? Shah achas kodel misasa. For whatever the reason, maybe he doesn't want her to fall yibam to his brother, who's not such a nice guy. Or for whatever the reason, he doesn't want her to be an amana. He wants this to be her get, but it should only take effect. He loves her. He wants it to be still his wife until 1 hour, labdafka, literally an hour, some time, a short period of time. Shah achas kodel misasa. For a short period of time before his death, until that moment in time, she's his wife, but right before he dies, because you can't give the get after Misa. So 1 minute, 10 minutes before he dies, that's when the get takes effect. So the braisa says, in this situation, even though he's 25 years old, asur lecho b'truma yad. She, the wife, is no longer allowed to eat truma because maybe he'll die in the next 10 seconds, maybe he'll die in the next 10 minutes. And therefore, we always, the Braisa says, we have to be concerned that shema yomus, that the person is going to die. Now that seems to go against our Mishnah, where we said that there's a chazaka that he's still alive. So our Mishnah says there's a chazaka, he's still alive. Whereas the Braisa says there's not a chazaka that he's still alive, maybe he died, even though he gave it right now, and he's 25 years old. We have to be concerned that maybe he's going to die in 10 minutes, and therefore the get will take effect right now, and therefore she can't eat truma anymore. So this is the question that Abaye asked to Rabba. There seems to be a steer between our Mishnah and this Braisa. So Rabba says back to Abaye, Amalei, truma agitin karomis? You're asking me a question from truma to gitin? That's not a real question, because truma, why do we say in the situation the Braisa says, she can't eat truma immediately? Guess what? She's not going to starve. There are plenty of other foods. There are chulin that she can eat. She doesn't have to eat truma. So therefore, since there's a chance, a possibility, the dachshav will die any minute, and therefore the get takes effect right now, therefore she can't eat truma anymore. So therefore, since there are other foods that she can eat, so why take any chances? Therefore, truma, afshar, she could have other foods, so therefore, why make her eat truma? We don't let her eat truma. As opposed to a get, lo efsha. What do you say? If we don't allow this shaliach to go bring the get on the presumption that the husband's alive, then we'll never ever have a get that can be given by shlichus. We'll say that only the husband has to physically be there to go give his get. And that would be a terrible thing for the women if the husband's not around, and in order that they shouldn't become an aguna. So therefore, that would be a terrible thing if shlichus didn't work, and therefore, by a get, there's no alternative, so therefore the rabbis weren't concerned. But by the truma, the rabbi said, listen, eat chulin, and you don't have to eat truma. There's efshur to eat something else. And therefore they said, let's be concerned that maybe the husband will pass away in 5 minutes, and therefore the get is effective from right now. So that's the teretz that Rabba told Abaye. The Gemara says, okay, fine, but what about the rami truma truma? Granted, you just gave us the teretz, why you can't ask from truma, which is Efshar, onto the Chole case, or the Zakin case, which is Efshar, the Shaliach case, which is Efshar. But the Rami Truma Truma, we could show you a stira to this Braisa from the following Mishnah, our Mishnah. It said, Tnan Bas Yisrael Hanasu L'Kohen, if a regular Bas Yisrael married a Kohen, so now she's entitled to Truma. And our Mishnah said, "B'holach balu l'mdina sayam ochel es b'truma b'cheses shukayim." It says, "B'feirish that you are allowed to go and let her continue having truma." Why aren't you concerned that maybe he's dead and therefore she can't eat truma? Well, our Mishnah says you don't have to be concerned about that. So then, how come in the Braisa when he says, "Harezegitech shoachas kodlum nisaso asur lecho b'truma miyad"? Because we do have to be concerned that he died. And that's what Gemara says. Or Minu Abaye contrasts this Braisa, which we learned before, now we learn it again. He says, So you have a steer between our Mishnah, which says that we allow her to continue eating Truma, and the Braisa that says that we don't allow her to continue eating Truma. Now here you're talking about Truma at Truma. It's the same thing. Okay, before you want to say Truma Agitin Karamis, okay, that's not a kasha, but here it's Truma at Truma. So what are you going to say to that? So Amar Rav Ad the Breder of Yitzchok. So Rav Ad the Breder of Yitzchok says not a problem, because the case where the Braisa said that we have to be concerned about the husband when he says here's your get shor achas kodem misaso asur lecho bitruma miyad shiny house. In that case is different. Why? Because in that case sharei asra alav shor achas kodem misaso, because that is definitely taking effect 1 minute, a short period of time before he dies. That woman will be no longer married to a Kohen. If they don't have children, it's also for eat truma, asura for eat truma, and therefore, shari asara, olav, shor achas, kod misoso. So that's our vadai situation, just a question of when it will happen. Now, many of you are thinking of a question to this, which we will ask in a second. But right now, we're assuming it's a vadai situation that this woman will definitely be divorced, as opposed to in the case when the Baal goes off to the Medina Sayam, Lav Davka, is it a vadai that he's not coming back, and therefore she can continue eating Truma. So that's how Rav Ad the Rav Yitzchok answers the question. But many of you are probably thinking, why are you saying it's a vadai that this woman is definitely going to be divorced because her husband is going to die before her, and therefore she'll become a divorcee Sho'achas before the husband dies? Who says the husband is going to die first? I'm sure many of you are thinking this question, and so did Rapapa. Maskibla Rapapa. Mimai di ihu mayis bereisha. Duma ihi mayis bereisha. Why are we assuming here? Oh, definitely this woman is going to be a Gerusha at some point in time, because her husband is certainly going to die before her, and therefore she'll become Asati Truma a minute 5 minutes, 10 minutes before his death, and therefore we have to be concerned that maybe he'll die 5 or 10 minutes from now, and therefore she can't eat truma. Who says? Who says that the husband is going to die first? Maybe this woman, Rahmanul Islam, die first, and then her entire life she'll have eaten truma without any hefsik whatsoever. So why is that a vaday? So Gemara says, Taki, you're right. It's not a vaday. So that can't be the answer. So Gemara says, El Omar Abaye. Abaye says, Lo Kasha. There's no Kasha between our Mishnah that says, when the husband goes off to the Medina Sayyam, the wife who's the Bas Yisrael, married to this Kohen, is still allowed to eat Truma, as opposed to, he says, Harei Zegitech, Shoa Achas, Lefnei Misasi, that she's not allowed to go and eat Truma Miyad. So there, this is not a question. Ha Rebbe Meir, Delo Chayish Lemisa, and Ha Rebbe Huda, De Chayish Lemisa. Because our Mishnah is in accord with the opinion of Rebbe Meir. It says we don't concern ourselves with the possibility of Misa. Whereas the Brice is in accord with the opinion of Yehuda. It says we do concern ourselves with the possibility of Misa. What is this, Machlokas, Rebbe Meir and Yehuda? We had this yesterday. We just had this. And we'll go and learn it again now. It's not. For we learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that is originally in Demai. But we had this a few days ago in the Gemara. And it tells us the case where a person purchases wine from a kusi, but he doesn't have barrels to go pour off the truma and the maaser rishon and the maaser sheni into the appropriate containers before he wants to drink it. And the kusi is presumed to vadai be chayv in trumas and maasers and vadai not to have taken off trumas and maasers. So what do you do in this situation? Salokeach yayim ben akusim, you purchase it from kusim, and it's definitely tevel. You can't assume that he took off shumas and maisos, but you have no containers to go put this into, and you want to now drink. Let's say it's Shabbos, you want to make Kiddush, you want to be able to drink. So what you can do, according to Rabbi, the Tanakhama says, Omer, Shnei Lugin, Shani Osid Lahafrish, this, let's say, I always say, there's 100 Lugin over here, make the math nice and simple. So 2 Lugin, which will be 1/50th, 2 of 100, that's what a Stam person gives for Truma, the Benoni gives for Truma 1/50th, that's Truma Gedola. So Shnei Lugin, Shani Osid Lahafrish, it's a liquid, you can't separate it out, you don't have a container. So I'm designating what I will eventually separate out after I'm done drinking, after Shabbos, or when I have other containers, or what's left at the bottom. So that will be the 2 Lugin that will be the Truma Gedola. So Shnei Lugin Shani Osid Lahafrish, that would be Truma Gedola, Harein Truma. Now, then you take off, there's 98 left, so it's really 9.8, but we rounded off to 10, Asara Maaser Rishon. 10 Lugin over here are going to be Maaser Rishon. When I ultimately finish drinking the rest of this, there'll be 10 Lugin left, plus the 2 Lugin for the Truma Gedola, so that will go be Maaser Rishon. We'll give it to the lady. Then, technically, you take 1/10 of the remainder that's left behind, which is really going to be, it was 98 and then minus 9.8, and now you can take 1/10 of that, so we rounded off to 9. So Tisha with Maisa Sheni Umecha. That you don't have to worry about. You can go redeem that on a coin that you have in your house. So there you're designating it and you're redeeming it. So now that's perfectly all chulin. And now the opinion of the Tanakham, Remei is Vishosim, yeah, Divi Remei. Remei says, now you can go drink all the remaining, besides the 2 that are Truma Gedola, and the 9.8, the rough 10, that are going to be Maaser Rishon. So those have to be given to the Kohen and the Levi, respectively. So let's just round it off, nice and simple. So 88 that's left over here, you could drink, because you already were Mechalel, the Maaser Sheni that you took off. So therefore, 88 is left to be drunk. You can drink all 88 Lugin, and you'll leave 12 Lugin behind, 2 of which will be Truma, whichever 2 you pour off. Eventually, that will be given to the Kohen as Truma, and the other 10 will be given to the Levi as Maaser Rishon. He'll take off 1/10 of that as Truma Smaiser, give it to the Kohen. That's the opinion of Meir. No problem. In other words, we're not Choshesh for this barrel breaking, and the Truma that you designated, the Maaser Rishon said, designated will fall out all the 4. In other words, Ramei says, we're not choshesh lemisa, we're not choshesh that this barrel will break. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, we said, Osim, they are concerned that the barrel will break, and therefore they would be the opinion of the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion of the Brisa, the Chayish lemisa, just like he's concerned that the husband will die, and therefore he doesn't allow the woman to eat Truma because maybe the husband will die, and therefore 5 minutes, 10 minutes before that, she's already considered Grusha and no longer can eat Truma. So they're choshes for Misa, just like they're choshes that the barrel will break in our case over here. So therefore, Abai says the teretz over here between our Mishnah and the Brisa is our Mishnah goes like Reb Meir says, you're not choshesh lemisa, and the Brisa goes according to Reb Yehuda, as well as Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi, that says you are choshesh lemisa. Mora says, Rava Amar, a different teretz is given by Rava. Rava tells us, and we turn to Chav Ches Omibes, Shema Meis Lo Chayshina. No, in fact, the possibility that somebody will die, that is not something that we have to be concerned about. So therefore, everybody agrees in our Mishnah, when the husband goes off on a business trip, that we don't have to be concerned. He has a chazaka that he's alive, and she's allowed to keep on eating chuma until we know for a fact, rachmana lisan, that the husband died. However, shema yamus chayshinan, that the husband may die, that we do have to be concerned about in the case of the get, when he gave his wife a get, and maybe he'll die in 5 minutes, and then she's also to eat chuma for right now. Shema yamus, that we have to be concerned about. Shema meis, that he's already dead, and therefore she's an almana, but there are no children, so therefore an almana of a kohen is not allowed to eat chuma. That we don't have to be concerned about. So the Mishnah, which says, when the husband went off on a business trip, we have the chazaka that he's still alive. But in the Braisa, the concern is Shema Yomus, that we have to be chayshina, that he will die, that's a possibility. So therefore, that's the explanation. Rava says, between why the Mishnah, we're not concerned, and the Braisa, we are concerned. They're talking about two different things. One is he already dead? That you don't have to be concerned about. But that he might die, that you do have to be concerned about. Now, so this statement that was made by Rava, so Rav Adda Rav Masa questions it. He says, wait a second, but the case of the node with the kusi, with the wine, the kishema yamusu, that's similar to maybe he will die. And there Rav Meir said, no, I don't concern myself with shema yamus. And it's only Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yossi that concern themselves. So how come over here you're telling me everybody agrees in the Brisa, so shema yamus chayshina, we have to be concerned? Actually, Rav Meir says, you're not concerned. Shmuel says, you're right. You know why the Brisa is different? Because shiny node, there is a barrel or a flask that, you know what? The Efshod Demosel Leil Shomer. Rav Meir says, go and give it over to a Shomer, and therefore it will not break. And therefore, that's why we don't have to be concerned that it won't break. But that's different. Rav Meir would agree that in the case of Shema Yomus, yeah, Chayshinan, you have to be concerned because you can't give over somebody to watch him that he doesn't die. But you can give it over to somebody to watch that the barrel doesn't break, that the node doesn't break. More questions this. I'm asking Lomi Masharsha. Arvech, Arvot Tzorich. What? And who's going to watch the guy that you told to watch the barrel that it doesn't break? So nobody can prevent for guaranteed that it won't break. You can watch it carefully, but there's no guarantees. And therefore, the case of the node is no different than the case of the person. Nobody can guarantee that they won't die, that the node won't break, that the person won't die. And therefore, that's not a good teretz. And therefore, Elo Amar Rava, how do we finally have to understand Rava? Rava says, Shema Mei Slo Chayshin. In the Mishnah, where the husband went off to the Din HaSayam, we don't have to concern ourselves that the husband already died. Shema Mei Slo Chayshin. Therefore, the woman's allowed to go continue. His wife can continue eating truma. However, in the Braisa, where person says, Harei Zagitech, Sha Achas Lepnei Misasi, so there, Shema Yomus, that is a concern, but it's a machlokas. Tanoihi. So Rebbe says, you don't have to be concerned, and Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon say, you do have to be concerned. And that's the reconciliation between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Now the Gemara quotes our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, the second case was, the last case in the Mishnah was, HaSholeach Chatosu Medina Sayam V'chulei. The person sends his Chatos from the Medina Sayam, so the Kohanim are allowed to go and bring that chatas with the assumption that the person is still alive, the chazaka that he's still alive. More questions, but how can the Kohanim bring the chatas on his behalf? B'ha b'ina smicha. The Baalim have to go and lean on it. So the person who's obligated in the chatas has to be there in the Beis HaMikdash to go lean on the behema. So how can you do that if he sends it from afar? So Rabbi Yosef, you know what? We're dealing with Korban Hashem that don't have an obligation, according to some, to be doing smicha. So according to the opinion, it says women don't do smicha. So this was a woman sending it from the Medina Sayam. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef says, the Beis Din has the right to assume she's b'chazaka, that she is still alive. And therefore, there's no problem with smicha, because women don't do smicha, according to this opinion. And you don't have to be concerned that Shema Meis, that maybe she passed away, Nebuch, Shema Meisa, because we have the right to say the chazak is that she's still alive. That's teretz number one from Rav Yosef. Teretz number two, Rapapa Amar b'chatas ov. We're dealing here with a chatas ov, which is brought for certain transgressions, so it doesn't require smicha. Only animal offerings require smicha, the leaning on the animal, and bird offerings don't, so we're dealing here with a bird offering that was sent as a chatas, and therefore no problem with smicha. And therefore we have the right to assume the chazak is the person who sent it is still alive. Now the Gemara asks, why do we need the three cases? The first case we had was that if the Chola or the Zokin sent it, you have the right to say that the Chazaka is still alive. The second case was the Bas Yisrael, Nesua LeKohen, she has the right to eat continuing Truma when the husband goes off on a business trip. We can assume he's still alive. And the third case was this Chatas that was sent from the Nisayam, that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash have the right to go and bring it, as we just pointed out. It was a Korban Noshim or it was a Chatas Ov, they have the right to bring it. We don't have to assume that the person died. He's the Chazaka that he's still alive. All three cases are basically the Chazaka is that the man is still alive. Why do we need three cases that teach us this din? Just teach us one, and we'll understand it for the others. Where says Utsricha, you needed all three cases. Why? Because the Ashmin and Get, if you only taught me the first case with the Get, the Chola, the Zokin sends the Shlech with the Get. So in that situation, you know what I would have said? Mishum de Levsha. There's no other choice. The Chola, the Zokin can't go. If you don't send it with the Shlech, this woman's not getting divorced. That's even worse. And therefore, we have the right to say the Chazaka that the Shlech is allowed to give the Get because the husband, who's a Zokin or Chola, is still alive. But in the Truma case, as we said, Avol Truma, the Efshar, guess what? Truma, it's possible for the woman to survive without eating the Truma. So therefore, assume the worst there. So therefore, the Mishnah have to tell us, no, even in the case of the husband going off to the Minasayam, we allow the wife to continue to eat Truma. No, just tell me that case, Vyashmin and Truma. I know that in that situation, we allow the wife to continue eating Truma. Where it says, no, maybe in that situation, it's not a case of Efshar. The Zimnim de lo Efshar. Maybe it's actually a case of low Efshar. They're destitute, and the only thing that they have is a little bit of Truma. So she doesn't have any Chulin to eat. She doesn't have a lot of money to go purchase Chulin. So maybe, since Truma is cheaper, so therefore we allow her in this situation to assume that the husband is still alive. Because it's Efshar. It's not Efshar. So Zimnin, sometimes the low Efshar, it's possible that there really is no other food for her to eat. They're very, very, very impoverished. And therefore, we allow her to eat Truma. But in the case of the Chatas Ov, so guess what? Don't bring the guy's Chatas. So the Chatas Ov, Misveika, since one could argue, we don't know, is the person still alive who sent it, or is the person not alive who sent it? So lo leol chulin li azara. So don't go and bring chulin to the azara. Maybe the guy's really dead, and therefore his Chatas is not allowed to be shechted, or do malika to if it's a Chatas Ov in the azara. So Gemara says, no, kamash b'lam, that's the chiddush of the third part of the Mishnah that teaches tzricha. Even in that situation, we have the halachic right to assume that the person who sent it is still alive, and the one who is supposed to bring the chatas is still alive, and therefore the Beis Din can go and sacrifice his chatas oaf on his behalf, or her behalf. Okay, next Mishnah. Shlosh l'dvarim amar Rabbi Elazar ben Parto l'fnei chachamim. There were three statements that this great Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Parto said in front of the chachamim. The king was Dvar, and they agreed with these three statements that he made. What are these three statements? Number one, you have Al-Ir, a city, Nebuch, was being besieged. Shehekifa Karkom. It was being besieged by a Karkom. Rashi explains Karkom is a matzor, it's a siege. He gives it the Targum explanation of Karkumim. Elsewhere he says it's Karbuma. In any event, this is a siege. So they're not a Vadai that everybody's in the city is dead, but is a likelihood that people of Nebuch are being killed by this siege. And he said, in this situation, everybody there is the chazaka that they're still alive. We don't assume that anybody's dead just because the city was sieged. So Al-Ir Shekifua Karkom, so the enemy surrounded the city, and it's in a siege, everybody's still halachically considered to be alive, fully, without any concerns that maybe they're dead, until we know for a fact that anybody died. Similarly, that number two, V'alasvina hamuturevis bayam, if you have a boat that is unfortunately, not doing well. Miturefis is like a scrambled egg. Beitza Miturefis is a scrambled egg. So you see the boat, Nebuch, it's tossing and turning in the ocean. It looks like it's going to go down, but right now it hasn't sunk yet. So if anybody's on that boat, they are halachically 100% presumed to be alive, unless we know, chas v'shalom, that they died. So that's case number two, that Rabbi Elazar ben Parta said to the Chachamim. Case number three is Val Hayotze Lidon. If a person is being tried for a capital crime, Misas Beitzin, as we'll see, so until Beis Din actually kills the person, until they possibly should be killed, and then they execute him with the type of Mises Beis Din that he has, all three cases, the case of the city that was under siege, the boat that was in troubled waters, and the person who was being adjudicated for a capital crime, in all of these situations, Shehein Becheskes Kayamim, the person involved over here in any of these situations is 100% halachically presumed to be alive. Not a Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis, he's 100% alive, and all the ramifications of that, in terms of his wife is considered Eishes Ish, his wife can eat Truma, etc., etc. Okay, so they're all Becheskes Kayamim. However, the next three cases are the step further than the first three cases. But the city wasn't under siege anymore. Avalir Shekivasha Karkom. The city was unfortunately broken into. It's not under siege, it's been ransacked. In that situation, or the boat's not in troubled waters, the boat sank. Or, in the case of the guy being adjudicated for capital crime, by Yotzi Laharig, they paskin that he was Chayiv Misa, and they're bringing him out to the Makom of Sreifa, or they're bringing him out to the Makom of Skila. So, by Yotzi Laharig, he's going out to get the capital punishment in all three of these cases, so we don't know he's dead for sure, but we pretty much have to assume that he is going to be dead, and therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Nosin Aleim Chumri Chayim B'Chumri Mesim. We treat him as if he's alive. If it's L'Chumra, we treat him that he's dead. If it's L'Chumra, what does that mean? So, for example, if this person was a Kohen, and he's married to a Bas Yisrael, and they don't have any other children, so the Bas Yisrael, who's married to this person, we have to assume the worst, that this Kohen is in fact dead. If he was the guy that was on in the city that was being destroyed, not just sieged, it was now destroyed, or he was on the boat that sank, or he was the guy that's being led out to the Mises based in place to get Mises based in, so we have to presume that he's dead. However, the other way around, we also have to presume that he's alive. If, for example, his wife, he's a Yisrael, his wife is a Bas Kohen, they don't have children, so therefore she would return Lebeis Savia Kinurea. So if she becomes an Amana, she doesn't have any children from the Yisrael, so then she's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat Truma. Oh, that's only if he's dead. If he's still alive, she can't, because she's married to a Yisrael. She lost the right to eat Truma. So that's what we mean over here. You have to take the chumras of the Chayim and chumras of the Mesim. So the Bas Yisrael cannot eat Truma, even though she's married to the Kohen, and the Bas Kohen cannot go back to her father's house to eat Truma. We have to presume she's still married to the Yisrael. In both situations, lo tochal bit Truma. That's what it means. You take the stringencies over here, chumri Chayim v'chumri Mesim. Gemara starts and says, Amar Yosef, we only said this, lo shanu, the rabbis only said over here, as Rashi points out, diyotze lehoreg nosin alav chumri chayim, that we have to consider himself to be somewhat alive, somewhat dead, we take the chumras of both, that was only said, lo shanu, ella, if it was a based in Shoyisrael, when the Jewish based in Paschal, the Yisrael, Mises based in, so there, we have to presume, maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead, because we have to be concerned that the Beis Din of Yisrael, they found a zechus in him, and as they were about to, let's say, push him off the top of that second story for the skila to have him be crushed underground, somebody came along and said, hey, I have eidus that he really didn't do that, and they bring him back. So therefore, even at the last moment, with the Beis Din of Yisrael, you have to be concerned that maybe he, in fact, didn't die. And that's why we're choshesh that he's still chayim. We take upon himself the chumrei misa, but also the chumrei chayim. But that's only Bebeisin Shal Yisrael. Abel Bebeisin Shal Ovdei Kochavim. But if we're dealing over here with the Beisin of Ovdei Kochavim, the minute Kiva, the Gomir Lei Dino Likdala, as soon as that Beisin passes him to be a capital crime, off with his head, Mikdal Kotlele, they definitely kill him. There's no chance that they'll take mercy on him. And therefore, in that situation, you don't have to take upon yourself the chumras of Chaim and Mesim. You just say, Nebuch, the guy is dead. That's what Rav Yossi said. Abai questions this. I'm only Abai. He says, wait a second. By the Goyish of Beistins, Beistin Shalom de Kochavim Nami, the Mekable Shochada. You know what? You can buy your way out sometimes. Yeah, the Beistin Paschal, he has to go to the guillotine. Beistin Paschal said, off with his head, go hang the guy. But, you know, for $50,000, so they look the other way, and they no longer Paschal, then he's Chayav Misa. And therefore, Rav Yosef is questioned. Abai says, who says that only our Beistin, which will try to get the guy off legally, their bases will also get the guy off that he won't die, even though it's because of bribery. So where it says, Amalei, so Rav Yossi says to Abaye, Ki Shakle, when do they take bribes? The Makabli Shochad, as you said, that's only before Mikame, the Lachtom, Porsi Shinomak. Rashi explains, what is this Porsi Shinomak? So Rashi says, this is Loshim Parsi for Psak Din. So this is only prior to their psakdin, prior to their declaring that the guy is guilty. Once they declare that he's guilty, Rashi says, even they don't take bribes. In that situation, it's too late to have bribes because the word got out that they said that he's guilty. And if that were to be changed, it would be a casting aspersions on this court, and therefore they would take bribes beforehand. But once they paskin that he's chayav misa, that Rashi's understanding is that won't get taken back, and therefore there is no mekabli shochad in that situation. Tosus has a different explanation for Porsi Shinomak. He says, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Dayan Gadol Shelhem. This is like their Supreme Court. When their big Dayan said, this is the final verdict, so then Labasad, Lamichtam, Porsi Shinomak. So then, lo shachli. Then they're not going to go take bribes. Only before this parsi shinamak will they take bribes, either before the final verdict is signed or before this big shot, this high judge, said that this is a final verdict. So before that, they'll take bribes. But after that, they won't take bribes. And therefore, that is what Rav Yosef says. There's a difference between a Jewish base and that even at the last moment, they're about to push him off the cliff, off the second-story building, to give him skila. And if the witness comes along, they quickly bring him back. Okay, so that's how Rav Yosef answers the distinction over here between a Jewish base din and a Goyish base din. More questions and says, wait a second. We had a Mishnah in Makos that seems to say otherwise. The Mishnah says, Komakum Shiyamdu Shnayim Vyomer. If two people come along and say, Me'idimana, we are willing to testify about S Ish Ploni, about so and so, Shinigmar Dino Beves Dino Shol Ploni, that he was adjudicated to be Chayv Misa in such and such a Beis Din. So the Beis Din in Tel Aviv, we were there, and we saw the Beis Din in Tel Aviv say that this guy is Chayv Misa. And Uploni Adab, and we saw that Reuven and Shimon were the witnesses over there, and they were accepted by the Beis Din, and the Beis Din Paskin, that this guy, Yankel, over here is Chayv Misa. So now they come to another Beis Din. Yankel had run away, and now they captured him, and they're coming to this other Beis Din and say, hey, listen, you got to put Yankel to death. And they're saying that we saw this happen, these were the witnesses, and the Beis Din Paskin that way. So the din is that this other Beis Din, even though they have no knowledge independently that Yankel killed this guy, but these two witnesses, Levi and Yehuda, come along and say that Reuven and Shimon were the original witnesses, and we now, Levi and Yehuda, we saw this all happening in that Beis Din, and we saw that Beis Din Paskin Lamisa, so that we're allowed to believe them. Now, this is the Kasha. Why aren't we concerned? If you're telling me a Jewish Beis Din, maybe at the last moment they got evidence that the guy really wasn't guilty, and before they give him skila, they would let him go free. They would let him off the hook. So how come here we weren't concerned about that? Maybe these two witnesses, Levi and Yehuda, said, yeah, we saw the guy, they were taking his Yankel out to be stoned. Well, maybe they didn't see him actually getting stoned, obviously. So maybe the Beis Din retracted it. So why do we believe them? Hareza Yehoreg, that we go and kill him. So where it says, because Dilma Boreach Shiny. Because why is the guy a fugitive? If he was, in fact, not guilty, then he wouldn't be running away. The fact that this guy's running away, and now we either caught him or we're trying to look for him, so that is clear evidence and proof that the guy, in fact, never had his Mises Beis Din claim retracted. Okay. Gemara says, Toshma, you just told us that by a Goyish Beis Din, we have to assume that they killed him. Shama mi Beis Din shel Yisrael sheyomrim. If you heard a Jewish Beis Din say, Ish ploni mace, ish ploni nerag, that such and such a person had died, such and such a person was killed. In other words, the Jewish Beis Din had paskened him lemisa. So, yasi was ishto. So, then you can take it to the bank. In this situation, the guy definitely is dead, and his wife is a widow, and she's allowed to go marry again. However, if you heard this from mi kum torisin, what a kum torisin? So Rashi says, memunim liyarig, this is from the executioner of the goyim, shalav v'kochav. If the chief executioner of the goyish court said, ish ploni meis, ish ploni nerag, such and such a person was killed, such and such a person was executed, so al yasiu es ishto, you don't have the right to believe them. So here, it seems to be the exact opposite of what we said. We said by the Jewish Beis Din, maybe they had mercy, they found out that there was some evidence, and therefore they retracted their capital punishment. And we said by the Goyish Beis Din, that never's going to happen. Here we have the exact opposite. This Brisa seems to say that by the Jewish Beis Din, you take it to the bank that the guy was killed, whereas by the Goyish Beis Din, you're not allowed to let the wife marry. We have to be concerned that maybe the Beis Din's not telling us the truth. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, what does it mean, my mace, my nerag? When it said mace and nerag, if you're going to tell me, ilema, mace, mamish, the nerag, nerag, mamish, if you're telling me that they really were killed, so then why should there be any difference between a Jewish Beis Din and a Goyish Beis Din? If you believe the Jewish Beis Din to say that the guy was killed, so then the kavasi gabe yov de kochavim, you also would be able to believe them. Am I al yasi wasishto? Then why do we say that you can't go and let that guy's wife remarry? After all, Hakaimalon, we have learned previously, to call me Siach Lefitumo, Heimune Mehemnele. When somebody is just stammed talking here, the Beis Din was saying, yeah, we killed so and so on such and such a day. They weren't testifying in your court, they were just stating, yeah, these are the court logs, on such and such a day, Yanko was killed by our secular Goyish court. So, they had the right to be believed. That's called Mesiach Lefitumo. They're just casually talking, and therefore, they were just talking stam, and they weren't posketing or stating this as a halacha in a Jewish basin, so they're believed. Hey mune mehemnele. So again, if you're telling me that the Jewish basin said that the guy died, and we allow the wife to marry. So then the same thing should be. If the Goyisha Basin says that Mesech Levei Tumo, that the guy died, also it should be Yasi Yasishto. You should be allowed to go Yasi Yasishto. Why did we say over here, Al Yasi Yasishto? That's the Gemara's question. Mustn't it be there for El Allah? The Gemara says, in the case of Mace or Nerag, it's not actually talking about that they actually were killed. It's Mace means Yotze Lomos. They were taking him out to be killed. And when it said Nerag, it was taking him out, Yotze Liari, to the execution site. And nevertheless, Uktani, it said, the Basin Yisrael, Yasirus Ishto, in other words, you take it to the bank that the Jewish Basin killed him, Kasha, that's a Kasha, what we said before, that by the Jewish Basin, until you actually see the guy die, you have to presume that maybe new evidence came along, and they retracted their Psak Halacha. So we have a steer over here. Sumer says, no. Liolam, in fact, this Brayis is telling us, Meis means Meis Mamish, Venerag means Nerag Mamish. We do know for a fact that the Jewish Basin said that the guy died, and not that he was being taken out to die. And that's why we believe them, and Yasi was Ishto. Aye, then how come by the Goyisha Basin we don't say the same thing? Why don't we believe the Basin of the Ovdei Kachavim to say that the guy is dead as well? Because after all, we said about Kaivalon, the Komasiach Meitumo, Himune Mehamnele, because we do believe them under normal circumstances. So why don't we believe them over here? Someone says, no. Hani Mili, when do we say that we believe them? That's only when the Mesiach Neitumo b'milsa delo shaychiba, when it's not connected directly to them. If they testify, yeah, a guy testifies, a based in of the guy testify, yeah, on this date, there were so many different things going on that day. Remember that Yanku lost $100, or Yanku was killed. So then, theoretically, they would be relieved. But here they're testifying about their own Beis Din. Avo b'milso de shaychei ba? Hey, it's our Beis Din. What are you telling us that we don't? When we say we kill somebody, we kill them. So therefore, in that situation, avde le'achazuke shikrayu. They might lie over here in this situation because they want to say, oh, our Beis Din, when we posken that somebody dies, of course they're killed. So they can't be believed in that situation when they're talking about themselves. They're talking about something else, but most of those shaykhabe, something that doesn't matter to them. So then, they stop talking about it. There's no reason to suspect them of lying. But here, there is a reason to suspect them of lying. And that's why, by the Jewish basin that says that they died, the Jewish basin is never suspected of doing something like that. Therefore, you can take it to the bank. The guy Nebuch is dead. Yasiwus Ishto. The wife can remarry. But by the Goyisha Basin, we have to be always concerned. They're concerned about their reputation. And they want to have a reputation as a tough, hanging court. And therefore, if their court passing somebody is to be killed, so it doesn't look good for them if the guy doesn't get killed. So therefore, they automatically say, oh yeah, the guy was killed, even though he may not have been. And therefore, lo Yasiwus Ishto. That's the first version we have about Rav Yosef. Ikad the Amre, another version that Rav Yosef had is the opposite. Amre Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said in this version that Lo Shana, we only said that the Mishnah applies, that there are dinim of Chaim and Misa here. Lo Shana, the Nosa Lo Chumri Chaim, we think the Chumri of Chaim only here, not Bedine Basin of Yisrael, Elo Bedine Ovde Kochavim, Rashi says, because the Shakli Shochada. So therefore, the Gemara says, Lo Shana, Elo Basin Shochavim, Yisrael, return to Chavtesam and Aleph. There, we have to assume he's still alive because they take Shochad. Abu Beisdin Shal Yisrael, but a Yiddish Beisdin, given that Ofek Leidina Lekdola, since they don't take bribes, and therefore, if the guy is being taken out to court, so to be killed to the Beis Haskila, so then, Vadai Kotlile, they're definitely going to kill him. Aye, what about before we said that they're always looking for Zuchusim? So the top Rashi addresses this. It means, Klomer Lo Shochiach. It's very, very unlikely that such a thing will occur. Of course, they're prepared for it, but it's very, very unlikely. And therefore, if the basin says such and such a person was let out to be killed, we can pretty much take it to the bank, and therefore, Yasiwas Ishto. Gemara says, I'm going to buy. I buy questions with Yosef. He says, basin says, so Nami, Efshod the Chazul Zechusa. Well, maybe they did find the Zechus. So Gemara says, no. As I just said, Ki Chazul Zechusa, Mikame de Ligmardina. It's very common that witnesses will come while they're still adjudicating the case. How about a boss like Gemar Dina? But after they've adjudicated the case, very, very unlikely. Technically, yes. They're not saying that they wouldn't accept it, but it's very, very unlikely. As Rashi says, Kilomer lo shchiach. It's very, very unusual that that will happen. Gemara wants to suggest, Lema Masayle, let's say the following is a proof. The Mishnah that we have in Makos, we said before, should be a proof. If two witnesses come and say that Vyomru, in such and such a course, we're testing about Yanko. He was in the Tel Aviv court, and the base in their Paskin, based upon the evidence of Ruven and Shimon, Ploni, Ploni, Edom, that this person was Chayv Misa, so we believe this Levi and Yehuda to come along and testify about what happened over there. We don't say in this situation that maybe the Beis Din, the Jewish Beis Din, found an excuse that he didn't have to be killed because that's not Shriach. So, let's say that this Mishnah in Makos is a riot to this second version of Rabbi Yosef. Where it says again, that's the case is different. Yanko ran away, and maybe the Dinim are different if you run away. Now we're going to go through the same shakel and tari again. On Rav Yosef's second teretz, we'll come up with the same conclusion. Toshma, what about the following b'risa? Shoma mi beis din shal Yisrael shal Yomrim. We heard a Yiddish beis din saying, each ploni mace, each ploni nerag, such and such a yid died, such and such a yid was executed. So you see what's ishta we said, that the wife can go remarry based upon that. However, mikum not to isim, but from the skoyish executioners, the chief execution, sholvi kochavim, then, if he says, each ploni meis, each ploni nerag, ayasi usishto, we don't believe him. And we'd said, what does it mean, my meis or my nerag? What does it mean, the Jewish Beis Din and the Goyish Beis Din said that he was nerag or he was dead? So we said, ilema meis mamish v'nerag mamish. It literally meant that he was killed. So then, why shouldn't we believe the Goyish Beis Din as well? The kavasi gabi of the kachavim, am I ayasi usishto? Why don't we let his wife remarry? After all, hokayim along kimisiach, kol misiach l'neitumo, as we had said, they just stand talking, so we believe them. So why would we believe the Jewish Beis Din, but not the Goyish Beis Din, the Goyish court? Ah, mustn't it be Elolav? We're dealing here, Mace means Yotze Lamos, Venerog means Yotze Lehorig. Not that he was actually killed, there are other ways to be killed. And Uktani, and it says over there, Beveis and Shal Yisroel, Yasiu Asishto. So this seems to be in accord with Rav Yosef said, that by the Jewish Beis Din, even if they're just taking him out to be killed, we assume that they're going to be killed. So it goes in accord with that. So Gemara says, no. In fact, the Olam Meis Mamish, we are talking about here where he actually died. The Nerag Mamish, we're talking here that they actually died. So therefore, the Kavasi Gabi Yovdi Kochavim, Amai Lo, so why don't we believe the Yovdi Kochavim? So, V'akaimelo Decho Mesiach L'Nitumo, Himune Mehemli Lei, so he should be believed. So Gemara says again, Hani Mili Ben Milsud Lo Shaychiba. That's only that they're believed when it's not something that they're directly involved in, so they have no reason to lie, and therefore, Mesiach Levitum, if they just stand talking, we believe them. However, Avu B'milsa the Shaychaba, you're talking about, hey, our court's a hanging court, we're tough guys, and in this situation, if the guy didn't die, then there would be not such a tough court, so therefore, Ade Lachazuke Shikrayu. Maybe they're just claiming over here that the guy died because they want to, so to say, build up their reputation as being a tough court. But in fact, the guy didn't die. So therefore, they're not believed. As opposed to a Jewish Beis Din, according to the second version of Yosef, the Jewish Beis Din would be presuming that there was no way that the guy would get out when they were taking him out to be killed. And therefore, that's not shliach, that somebody would come along. And therefore, by the Jewish Beis Din, Yasi was Ishto, they're allowed to marry off his wife. But by the Goyish Beis Din, because we're concerned over here that they're faking it, they're not telling the truth because they want to maintain their reputation as a hanging court, as a tough guys. So therefore, by the Goyish court, we do not go and allow Al Yasiu es Ishto. Okay, a little bit of tough shir, but Baruch Hashem, we got almost halfway down to Chav Tes Amud Aleph already. With this, we conclude today's shir.